The reading this morning is all about the raising of Lazarus. A man named Lazarus was sick. He lived in Bethany with his sisters, Mary and Martha. So the two sisters sent a message to Jesus telling him, "Lord, your dear friend is very sick." But when Jesus heard about it, he said, "Lazarus' sickness will not end in death. No. It happened for the glory of God, so that the Son of God will receive glory from this." So although Jesus loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, he stayed where he was for the next two days. Finally, he said to his disciples, "Let's go back to Judea. Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but now I will go and wake him up." The disciples said, "Lord, if he is sleeping, he will soon get better." They thought Jesus meant Lazarus was simply sleeping, but Jesus meant Lazarus had died. So he told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. And for your sakes, I'm glad I wasn't there, for now you will really believe. Come, let's go and see him." When Jesus arrived at Bethany, he was told that Lazarus had already been in his grave for 4 days. Bethany was only a few miles down the road from Jerusalem, and many of the people had come to console Martha and Mary in their loss. When Martha got word that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary stayed in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus told her, "Your brother will rise again." "Yes," said Martha. Martha said, "He will rise when everyone else rises at the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never, ever die. Do you believe this, Martha?" "Yes, Lord," she told him. "I have always believed you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who has come into the world from God." Then she returned to Mary. She called Mary aside from the mourners and told her, "The teacher is here and wants to see you." So Mary immediately went to him. Jesus had stayed outside the village at the place where Martha met him. When the people who were at the house consoling Mary saw her leave so hastily, they assumed she was going to Lazarus' grave to weep. So they followed her there. When Mary arrived and saw Jesus, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died." "Where have you put him?" he asked them. They told him, "Lord, come and see." Then Jesus wept. The people who were standing nearby said, "See how much he loved him." But some said, "This man healed a blind man. Couldn't he have kept Lazarus from dying?" Jesus arrived at the tomb, a cave with a stone rolled across its entrance. "Roll the stone aside," Jesus told them. But Martha, the dead man's sister, protested, "Lord, he has been dead 4 days. The smell will be terrible." Jesus responded, "Didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believe?" So they rolled the stone aside. Then Jesus looked up to heaven and said, "Father, thank you for hearing me. You always hear me, but I said it out loud for the sake of all these people standing here, so that they will believe you sent me." Then Jesus shouted out, "Lazarus, come out." And the dead man came out, his hands and feet bound in grave clothes, his face wrapped in a headcloth. Jesus told them, "Unwrap him and let him go."
You got the story. For those of you Bible scholars, you will notice there were a few little bits left out. I just wanted to focus on that particular bit of the story. But I think there are four stages that I briefly, and I mean it, I really briefly want to look at. Firstly is delay. And hopefully the slide will come up. Not that it matters too much, because it's only 4 days. Delay. We live in an instant society, and we expect everything straight away. But how do we react when things take time? When our laptop takes time to boot up, or the internet spirals when we're waiting for that TV program to come up. I look at Janice. Do we sit patiently, or do we sit and stare at the screen shouting, come on, do something? Well, usually there's a reason for the delay. I think at times that God is just teaching us patience. But Martha and Mary sent Jesus a message, and they expected an instant response. They didn't deal with that delay very well. The second D, disappointment. They expected more from him. After all, he was their friend. It's interesting that when Jesus arrived, Mary was so disappointed with him that she didn't even go out to visit him. She stayed where she was. Martha went out to see Jesus. Mary, I think because she was so disappointed, stayed where she was. You know, there are times when our expectations cause us to become disappointed with God. When we don't get what we think we should be getting, we become disappointment. Jesus had a plan that called for a delay. And there are times when we need to trust his timing. Not get disappointed, but ask that question, you know, what are you showing me within this, Lord? Sadly, the disappointment turned to despair. Lazarus died. If only you'd been here, the ladies cried. And I understand their response. But they'd lost sight of the reality of who Jesus is. He's the God of the impossible. And they were about to find out. Delight, our fourth D. Roll the stone away, cried Jesus. But Lord, it will stink to high heaven, came the response. Are there times when we worry what something will look like, or smell like, or sound like? It stops the delight of seeing God in action. But Lord, what will it look like? I'm not sure I want to go there because it might not look cool, or it might not look, you know, how we want people to see and think about the church looking. Jesus said, don't worry about any of that. Roll the stone away and see God in action. Did you notice that Jesus didn't unbind Lazarus himself? He trusted his followers to do it. Now, as you came in today, you had a bandage tied around your arms. And it wasn't because Wales lost the Six Nations and ended up with a wooden spoon. At least they won something. This is to remind us of something that Jan spoke about at the beginning. You know, we all have our grave clothes. We all have something that holds us back in our relationship with God. And so what I'm going to ask you to do is to think about that. But ask someone next to you or around you if they just untie it and set you free. Think about what it is that's restricting your walk with God and ask someone to untie it. Symbolically, Jesus is saying, take the grave clothes off of them. We help each other. Jesus deals with it, but he calls his people to actually help each other to walk out in freedom. So let's just symbolically get someone to undo us and let us go.